We all know Amber Rose, do we not?
Yeah. Saturday night.
Yes, that's Amber an appropriate Rose. Drop there. Amber Rose was asked why she does not date athletes anymore, Guru. And this is the dumbest answer I've ever heard to anything in my entire life.
My ear is stuck to the microphone.
Well, not the dumbest answer I've ever heard in my entire life, but it's up there. Quote, listen, that's what I'm attracted to. Extremely smart men. Always have been. I need guys that are articulate and that can teach me something. That's why I really don't like ball players and stuff. Like, I've tried, but I'm turned off because they're not very smart. Most of them, I don't want to say all of them, but most of them are kind of airheads, and I'm just like, I can't. Come on, man.
Wow. Wiz Khalifa must be an intellect, huh?
I mean,
that's her baby daddy.
First of all,
she went in, Zach. Don't act like I'm just saying.
She wants to talk about being articulate. She wasn't articulate with her explanation of why she doesn't date athletes. You don't say, that's why I don't really like date ball players and stuff. I've tried, but like I'm turned off because they're not very smart. You sound dumb yourself right there.
Yeah, she got her own money, so maybe that might have something to do with it, Zach.
And how many years did she spend in college?
Oh, look at you.
Because most of these athletes are at least going for one. Even if it's one and done, it might be more college education than you had, Amber Rose.
But Wiz, telling you, when you're writing them raps, you got to be smart to put the metaphors and similes together, Zach.
Yeah, and how many rappers do you date that have taught you something?
Ooh.
And I'm not talking about the bedroom. Let's move on to Deshaun Watson at a Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
That's good.
He got harassed by Bama fans, and essentially he had to leave. Now, this is where I get pissed off. He only has two choices, and neither of them are good. He leaves the bar, and he looks like a punk, or he fights them, and he winds up in jail and on TMZ.
Like Dak Prescott when he didn't try to fight and almost died at Panama Beach.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you can educate the listeners. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dak Prescott was minding his own business with his buddies at Panama Beach, shirt off, showing the muscles. And, Zach, a mob of like 15 guys just came. And he has a scar on his eye right next to his eye from a bottle that you see on the video. Dude, I don't know how he's alive. I'm going to just put it that way.
You can harass players when you're at the game. I'm fine with that. Home field advantage, all good. But when they're in public, leave them the hell alone and don't act like you're Mr. Tough Guy. I can't stand those guys that mess with famous people to get their name in the headlines. I can't take it.
Or get a lawsuit and get paid.
We're watching North Carolina, Oregon right now. And if you'll notice, the Oregon Ducks are wearing new Nike Kobe AD NXT.
I didn't know that.
For the Final Four. A gift personally from the Black Mamba. So if they lose, he'll be looked at as a jinx. If they win, then Kobe will get all the credit, right?
Yeah, the Mamba with his new beard.
And it doesn't matter either way. Yeah, looking old.
You think he looks old? I think he looks good.
Fair enough. Did you see that the FBI is shutting down police escorts in Arizona?
For what?
Quote, the Glendale Police Department tells TMZ Sports they've already noticed an uptick in local online prostitution activity ahead of the big game Saturday and Monday. So how are the cops planning to keep the sweaty action on the court and not between the sheets? We're told there's actually a four-part plan in place to combat the issue. Do you want to know the four ways
the FBI is
cracking down on prostitution in Arizona ahead of the Final Four and the national championship game?
Listen up, Warren Sapp.
Creation of a multi-agency task force, which includes the FBI, monitoring sites where prostitution activities are advertised, and sting operations.
Wow.
Is that where the proper money should be put in place?
Can't our resources go to the real crime?
I'm just saying, I'm not pro-prostitution, but come on.
Yeah.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
25-inch of fans.
Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo.
Man, that dude's a beast. The freak.
He started doing an April Fool's prank and recently got to mess with several fans who sat down to catch a ride at a fake bus shelter.
How did that go?
Well, he tweeted out his phone number, a whole bunch of stuff. I wouldn't do that if I was a celebrity. Yeah.
I got the best April Fool's joke of the day.
What's that?
Me, when I got you.
Yeah, that was real. But
you used profanity on the text line, my text line.
And you pretended like it was fake, but it was actually real. Did you see that Lance Stephen is comparing his return to the Pacers to Michael Jordan coming back in a 4-5 to the Bulls?
I just want to know, is it Ritalin? What drug are you on? I actually took 30 seconds of my life to listen to his answer, and he really said it would be like Mike coming back.
Lance, nobody even knows that you re-signed with Indiana outside of Indiana.
Tuesday.
Really?
Yep.
It's kind of exciting.
Tell me when to go.
Steph Curry liked a picture of LeBron James, a Bleacher Report picture with the caption, quote, "We're just in a bad spot," from LeBron James. Steph Curry liked the photo. He was asked about it, and he said it was a total coincidence, a total accident. Do you believe him?
Not at all. I love
not
Steph.
But admit
the babyface assassin.
Admit that you liked it because you hate the Cavs and the
Cavs
hate you.
And they did that Halloween stuff, all that. You remember?
Yeah.
Trick and treat.
Now, I know you'd be mad at this. The Raptors' Patrick Peterson covered his teammate's car with Post-it notes.
I wouldn't give a damn. If I was getting checks like even the worst player on the Raptor bench, I'd be like, that's so funny.
If I covered your car and it looked like that, I'm showing
bread.
Him the picture, you'd be fine with that?
And I probably don't even have to spend it out of my money. They probably had somebody come do it. Come on, Zach Ballers.
Well, it's got to be better than when they fill your car with popcorn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw that one. And who wanted to fight?
The Warriors have done that before. Let's stick with the Warriors. Shaq said that Durant can't talk to him until he wins a championship. Do you want to hear KD's response?
Yes, sir.
He said, "I can't talk to him because I haven't won a championship. I can see right through that. Shaq feels validated in life, not just basketball, but because he's won a championship. That shows me your whole life is centered around the fact that you feel like you're someone in this world because you won a chip. For me, it ain't even about that."
I love you, KD, but can't get mad at somebody saying their only goal is to get the chip, and he got three of the chips.
I mean, I agree with him in the sense that life is not all about basketball. But in the basketball world, if you have a championship, you're allowed to step to somebody and let them know about it.
All day.
Right?
Look at you. The great philosopher.
That's what they tell me. Tom Brady went on Instagram. Did you see this?
Nope.
So when the Patriots were down 28-3 and should have lost to the Falcons,
and you went in your room and ended your own party at your own house because you were so mad. But go ahead.
I
digress.
I let you guys party.
Why did you leave?
Because I couldn't take it. Anyways, you know, newspapers have to get ahead of the curve.
Yes,
they have to get their headline ready before the game's over. So they had a Boston Globe bootlegged edition of. The title was A Bitter End, and it's Tom Brady on the field chasing after the DB that got him for a pick six. So Tom Brady posted that on his Instagram and put, "Happy April 1st, hashtag fake news."
Wow, Tom B. That is great. Zach, Southern man.
Just sickening.
Yeah.
Ernie Johnson, Turner Sports, you know him well.
The greatest.
Talked about the difference between the NBA and college basketball.
What did he have to say?
Just talked about how...
Zone.
Well, the zone, obviously the shot clock. There's a lot of differences between the two. But his main thing was just the amount that you mature when you go from college to the NBA. Do you have a big drop-off in your fan level when it comes to...
Oh, there's no doubt. It goes like 80%. I don't like zone, and I don't like guys that are not as talented being protected by college rules, which are essentially high school rules, so guys that are not that talented get to manage to stay on the court.
So if your interest in the NBA is a 10... Guru, out of 10, what is your interest in college basketball?
6.5.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you. You know,
unless my son's got a scholarship and they play college, I'd be LaVar
Ball.
Well,
of course. But I think most people would agree with you. But I do know some people that prefer college basketball just because they feel like the guys are trying more.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. That is a great one, Zach.
And they're not getting paid. They're not they're not resting. They're not out there being divas.
That's a great assessment because a lot of people hate the NBA. Oh, these games don't mean anything. They don't care, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Did you see these comments from T.I.?
What did he say, Zach?
Now, you know the rules of
did
the game.
Did you see his new girl or the side piece? Oh, I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
you saw her?
Now, you might be asking yourself, are you breaking the rules, Zachariah, bringing up a story that doesn't involve sports? Au contraire, my friend.
Look at you.
This is tied into Floyd Mayweather because Tiny was rumored to have been either hooking up with him or Soldier Boy or whatever.
Yes.
I know, she's not hot.
God.
But T.I. went on Instagram and liked the comment, quote, "I'm so confused, though, why people acting like Tiny wasn't swinging on Floyd's...
Love it, tip. On his tip.
I can't say testicles?
Tip.
I could say testicles. That's like a scientific term.
Yeah.
No, not tips though. Floyd's.
I understand. And, so he's keeping it real, and I love
Tip
him for
it.
I love it.
I mean,
Tip's got new work.
That's going to be an ugly divorce.
What did Nate Dogg say? I got something in every area code, and that's how these ballers do. Zach.
I got O's.
Yeah.
I said
the Orioles.
LJ O scores easily.
I want West. I want to get married again and have a party and West just be my DJ.
Oh, God. Why are you pushing
West
this
through? He got the man.
All right. That's a perfect time
West
for us
West got a future.
End. Let me update the flags. I have four.
I don't think I got one.
Guru has three. Miscellaneous has three. That one show that steals our flag. Breaking Bad caller. David in San Jose. Mitch having his radio on. Jeremy Giambi for not sliding. Toad has one. Wes has two.
Oh.
Pretty clean show for the most part. Catch Guru, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and Michael Urban for Inside the Bigs tomorrow from 9 to noon. And then after that, catch me and Rick Tittle from noon to 3:30.
That's getting a tall show. Four tall guys.
Warriors warm-up. Check us out on Twitter and be on the lookout for our podcast at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. Enjoy your Saturday night, everybody.